This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Biden campaigns today in Michigan after saying yesterday at his news conference that he's in the race to finish the job. CBS News White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
He's enjoyed the back and forth with reporters, and sometimes the experience goes on a little longer than his aides would like it to. He ends up calling on more reporters than they had initially planned, maybe some reporters that they didn't want him to call on. And so it's just a difficult environment for them to control. And in a White House where they've increasingly been seeking control, it's something that they've put on the back burner.
An 18th Democrat on Capitol Hill, Colorado's Brittany Peterson, says Biden should step aside in the race. Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial was put on hold today for the judge to consider a defense motion to dismiss the case over disputed ammunition. Newly revealed information from a telecom giant today as we hear from CBS's Jared Hill.
There's been a major data breach at AT&T. On Friday morning, the company announced hackers had accessed phone and text message records for nearly all of its cellular customers for the 6 months between May 1st and October 31st of 2022. This hack also includes what AT&T is describing as a very small number of customers from January 2nd, 2023.
At least two deaths in Vermont are blamed on flooding from the leftovers of Hurricane Beryl. Linden Police Chief Jack Harris says one was a 73-year-old man at the wheel of a car.
We had witnesses that attempted to stop him before he drove into the water, and he continued past them, and then the current just took his car down into the Passumpsic River.
Power outages from that storm persist in Texas, and there's record triple-digit heat in Las Vegas.
Mark Potofsky is a 63-year-old diabetic with heart problems. He and his two dogs live in an RV. They're now spending time in a Las Vegas cooling center.
I just feel like, as their dad, that I need to provide a safe place for them. And when the AC went out of the RV, it was no longer a safe place for them to be.
Heat advisories are also posted across the Northern Rockies. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Coordinating U.S. aid in Gaza, Samantha Power says Israel is giving access to its port in Ashdod.
We've gotten agreement for the government of Israel to bring new scanning capacity online. That is going to make this probably the site of more of the humanitarian pipeline flowing through here. So I think we can look to Ashdod to being a bigger part of the solution over time.
Wall Street, the Dow is up 350 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Cheryl Christensen, previously charged in her disabled son's death, was identified as the victim of a homicide found after a house fire in Racine Monday. An autopsy has revealed that Christensen had been shot multiple times before the fire. They've reclassified the case from a fire-related death to homicide. The investigation is linked to the recent incident at Cliffside Park in Caledonia, where police fatally shot a 37-year-old man connected to Christensen's address. State investigators are leading the inquiry into that shooting. The 50th annual Salmon-O-Rama Fishing Contest returns as a 9-day festival at the Racine Civic Center. The fishing competition offers a $50,000 grand prize. Racine firefighters filled that kids' pond with lake water yesterday. There are fireworks tonight. Beach cautions and advisories were issued for several beaches in Racine and Kenosha counties this week. Both communities regularly test water quality and post results online. A welcome party for the Republican National Convention at the Summerfest grounds is expected to draw 15,000 people. That's on Sunday. There will be major road closures around Milwaukee throughout convention week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose the series to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Pirates 1-0 yesterday. Pittsburgh taking the series 2-1 and ending the Brewers winning streak at home. After winning the last 9 series at AmFam dating back to late April, the Pirates may have the hottest young pitcher in baseball right now, 22-year-old Paul Skeens, who threw a no-hitter for 7 innings, retiring the last 16 batters in a row. Pat Murphy says the kid made some adjustments to his game around the third inning to keep batters guessing.
Well, he definitely adjusted. He realized where it was going. 63 pitches in three innings. He realized, okay, I got to do something a little different, and he did. And that's when you got to get hits off him. You know, credit to him. That was the story of the game. He was dynamite.
Christian Yelich went 0-for-4 at the plate, as some of Skeen's fastballs were clocked at over 100 miles per hour.
Yeah, I mean, to his credit, he started filling out the zone, and, you know, you got to make guys make decisions, and, you know, he did a good job going deep.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Sitting comfortably warm today with high temperatures climbing to 80 degrees. Sunshine dominates the day and holds tight tomorrow, too. The mugginess seeping in, chances for showers and some strong thunderstorms, surges through overnight and into our Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Back in the day, get off my cloud. Nowadays, Stones all in their 80s and be, get off my lawn.
WRJN.
Think of your fellow man. Lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart. And the world will be a better place for you.
Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Mama, let me American woman. Said, get away. American woman. Listen what I say. Don't come hanging around my door. Don't want to see your face no more. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your ghetto scenes. Colored lights can hypnotize. Sparkle someone else's eyes. Now, woman, get away from me. American woman, mama, let me be. Go, gotta get away, gotta get away. Now, go, go, go. I'm gonna leave you, woman. Gonna leave you, woman. Bye, bye. Bye, bye. Bye, bye. Bye, bye. You're no good.
Timeless Hits WRJN. Guess who? American Woman. All right. Taking a look at beaches. Going to be one of the places I would want to go. If I lived in Racine or Kenosha, I'd be at the beach like every other day just to have the beach this close. Where I live in Milwaukee, I'm way too far from the beach and certainly not going to deal with it next week with the RNC convention. I don't want to get in trouble trying to, I'm just going to the beach. But there are some beaches under advisories right now. And here in Racine County, it's Zoo Beach and North Beach, more so to the dangerous current. So something to be aware of. You're taking your kids out there. Really be watching if they enter the water. Myers Beach Park has an advisory as well, and that is due to elevated bacteria levels. So I just wanted to keep you updated on that. Should you go swimming, particularly when the weather really starts to get hot on Sunday and into next week?
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H invites you to enjoy their refreshing lemonade kringle. O&H's signature lemon filling is made even better by adding just the right amount of Wisconsin-grown cranberries. It has a very special lemon-zested icing that makes it a sensational summertime treat. Lemonade Kringle. Pick up one this week at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first base line on the field level.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And local news, timeless hits are back on WRJN. You know, everybody talks about how sick everybody seems to be and the amount of new cancers popping up. And, well, I've noticed it, too. I work in a funeral home. But now the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has a new article out talking about how every year 22 million pounds of plastic winds up in the Great Lakes. And when it breaks down, it's in the water. And we drink that water. So something to think about while I'm drinking my Coca-Cola out of a plastic bottle here. McCartney and Wings.
Stuck inside these four walls. Sent inside forever. Never seeing no
WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and we've been doing it, the news, for 97 years. We also have the big deals. The big deals, you can, a couple times a week, you can get awesome deals, 50% off, like Lee's Deli and Personal Touch by Julie. And this week, I got to tell the husband, yeah, I've been having fun with the gift certificates lately, sweetheart, because once one of my friends here downloaded the app for me, and sometimes I need my 8-year-old grandson to help me with that, too. But once I got it downloaded, it was way too easy. But the thing is, I use those gift certificates anyway. I would go to Lee's Deli and pay cash. So there, I just have the gift certificate, 50% off this past week. So, by the way, if you're looking at things in our Big Deals tab, there's only four gift certificates left on Lee's Deli. So four left, and there are going to be three after I go down and get another one. Today, it's not 50% off. It was earlier this week. It's 30% off. But other big deals for food, for bowling, for workouts, just for a lot of things in there. Check out our big deals and what's up and what is really affordable at 30% off. Just go to our big deals tab on WRJN.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are arriving in Milwaukee for next week's GOP National Convention. Protesters will be there, too. State Party Chair Brian Schimming predicts things will stay peaceful.
I've spent a lot of time at the protest rodeo, and I feel pretty well that it'll be. But if we have some surprises, we're counting on local law enforcement to deal with it, and we expect that they will.
Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week over the air and online. Conservative State Supreme Court Justice Brad Schimmel raised close to $600,000 over the last 6 months. Liberal Susan Crawford raised a little more than $460,000 since she got into the race last month. The candidate shared those numbers with WISP Politics. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine police have confirmed that Cheryl Christensen, a woman previously charged in her disabled son's death, was the victim of a homicide found after a house fire Monday. The case initially appeared to be a fire-related death. It was reclassified as a homicide when the autopsy revealed Christensen had been shot multiple times before the fire started. The investigation is connected to the recent incident at Cliffside Park in Caledonia, which ended in a police shooting. That resulted in the death of a 37-year-old man connected to Christensen's address. State investigators are looking into the police shooting. The 50th annual Salmonorama Fishing Contest returns to its roots at the Racine Civic Center starting today. What turned into a fishing-only event has gone back to a full 9-day festival. Highlights include Family Day, an exotic car show, BMX stunt bikes, live music, and the return of the Kids Pond. The The fishing competition itself has a $50,000 grand prize. Lines go in the lake tomorrow, but the event starts today. There are fireworks tonight. In a Kenosha courtroom yesterday, a Waukegan woman said not guilty to a fatal hit and run. 37-year-old Sheila Tennant entered the plea to charges stemming from a fatal hit and run that killed 52-year-old Troy Wolfegard. Tennant admitted to smoking marijuana before the incident. Video evidence shows the victim being dragged for several blocks. You should check the web before you get in the water. There were beach cautions and advisories yesterday for Racine's North and Zoo beaches, along with inland beaches in Kenosha County at Old Settlers and Lance Park. Both communities regularly test water and post results online. Lifeguards in Racine put up a caution earlier in the week for high waves. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sitting comfortably warm today with high temperatures climbing to 80 degrees. Sunshine dominates the day and holds tight tomorrow, too. The mugginess seeping in, the chances for showers and some strong thunderstorms surges through overnight and into our Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Baby, it's so far away.
Well, there's a road in the distant dark, and the eagle flies in the dark. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
Don't be angry, don't be sad, and don't sit crying over good times you had. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies.
And 80 degrees. Here's the Vogues.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now. let us part. Ooh, never leave me, please don't deceive me. I want you only, you must believe me. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. I adore you, and no one before you could make me feel this way. Since I met you, I just can't forget you. I love you more each day. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're time.
talk and we listen. Local news and timeless hits are back at WRJN. The Beatles come together. And one of the things that I'm amazed is someone who drives down from Milwaukee every day. And I come into Racine and all the things that you have to do during the weekend, on the weekends, I'm just absolutely amazed. I mean, some of our little villages around Milwaukee, they've got different things to do, but oh my goodness, it takes a cake when you come down to Racine and you've got music on Monument Square like tonight and tomorrow night from 4:30 to 7 with bands and food trucks and all that. And then plus you got Salmon-O-Rama starting tonight with fireworks. And I just shake my head and like, why can't I live here? Something I got to ask the hubby when he gets back out of California. So, a lot of things to do this weekend. Of course, two different things. You can check WRJN.com news or just listen to Stuart J. Waddle's news report at the top and bottom of the hour because he lets you know all the cool things that are going on during the weekend. Or you can check out Racine.com. RacineDowntown.com, and you'll be absolutely shocked at all the things to do this weekend, and a vast majority of it free.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits with a superstar who didn't go far. Love that line. Gladys Phipps of the Night. Gladys Knight and the Phipps. And, of course, Midnight Train to Georgia. You know, today is about the coolest it's going to be. We're looking at showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. And then 92 for Sunday. And that's going to be a hot one. Storms and thunderstorms, severe one this weekend for up north.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see a reflection of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now, no love to shield me. Trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. Happiness you took from me and left me alone. With only memories through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control. Lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Much love.